All right, so you want to learn about AI music therapy? Well, strap in because we're going deep on this one, deep,
Great.
a whole stack of research here. And
Cool.
this is some seriously fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
It's basically robots and algorithms writing personalized music to help with all sorts of things like anxiety, depression, even autism.
Yeah, and what's really amazing is that AI music therapy, it's not just like one thing, it's a
Right.
whole bunch of different approaches.
Okay.
Like, AI can generate music that responds to your mood, or you can get playlists tailored to specific therapeutic goals.
I see.
There are even robots that can, get this, teach you how to play instruments.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Let's back up for a second.
Sure.
When we say AI music therapy, what exactly are we talking about? Like, what does that actually look like in practice?
So take a platform like Waterpaths, for example.
Okay.
It uses AI to create these incredible personalized soundscapes, and it's being explored as more affordable and accessible alternative to like traditional therapy.
Especially for what people who might be a little intimidated by the whole therapy thing.
Exactly.
Interesting. So how
Right.
does this personalization actually work? Does the AI like read your mind or something?
Well, not quite telepathy.
Okay.
But AI can get really close, actually.
Okay.
It looks at things like your listening history, your emotional responses to different types of music,
Right.
and even things like your heart rate and, get this, skin conductivity.
Wait, hold up.
Yeah.
Skin conductivity. What does that have to do with music?
So your skin's electrical conductivity, it changes based on your emotional state, right? So by combining that with all that other data,
Yeah.
AI can create a really accurate picture of how you're feeling
I see.
and use that to, choose the right music.
So let's say, like, hypothetically, I'm feeling super anxious.
Yeah.
How would the AI know what kind of music to play to, like, help with that?
Well, music therapists often use something called the ISO principle. Yeah, ISO, which basically means they match the music to your current emotional state.
Okay.
So if you're anxious, the music might start with a faster tempo,
Gotcha.
maybe slightly dissonant harmonies to kind of reflect that anxious energy.
So it meets you where you are emotionally,
Yeah.
but then what?
Well, then the therapist or the AI gradually shifts the music
Okay.
to a more desired state.
Like calming or relaxing.
Exactly. Like
Insane.
gently guiding your emotions with the music.
I like that.
And AI can make this process, really precise,
Wow.
tailored to your individual responses.
Okay, but this all sounds a little too good to be true. Are there any downsides? Could this ever like backfire?
Well, of course, no technology is perfect, right?
Sure.
One challenge is that AI can be unpredictable.
Okay.
There have been cases where AI systems have generated music that was, well, let's just say, not very pleasant to listen to.
Yeah, I can imagine that wouldn't be very therapeutic.
Yeah, definitely not relaxing.
That's a good point.
And then there's the question of, well, who's responsible if something goes wrong?
Right. If the AI screws up, who takes the blame?
Is it the AI,
A developer.
the therapist?
Right. That's a tricky one.
It's a big question.
Yeah.
And it's connected to this other issue of copyright.
Copyright.
It's like
Okay.
if an AI generates a piece of music,
Yeah.
who owns the rights to that music?
It's like that lawsuit Getty Images filed against Stable Diffusion,
Right.
that AI image generator, that
Yeah.
whole thing about being trained on millions of images without permission.
It's a really complex issue.
Yeah, it makes you think about like what even is artistic ownership in the age of AI,
Absolutely. And it's even more complicated when you consider all the personal data that these AI music therapy systems collect.
That's true.
I mean, we're talking about emotions, preferences.
All right, super sensitive stuff.
Exactly. So how do we make sure the data is protected?
Yeah, what are the risks of like data breaches or misuse?
Well, the potential for data breaches is definitely a real concern.
I mean, look what happened with that massive cyber attack in 2023.
Right.
Millions of patient records stolen.
It's a reminder of just how vulnerable these systems can be.
Yeah, and with AI music therapy, the stakes are even higher.
Absolutely.
We're not just talking about like your favorite band. This is
Yeah.
about your emotional vulnerabilities.
Exactly.
Okay, so this is all a bit unsettling,
Yeah.
but what does it actually mean for like human therapists?
Right.
Are they going to be replaced by robots?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is.
And it's a question that's causing a lot of anxiety in lots of professions.
Yeah, not just therapy.
But the research actually paints a more nuanced picture.
Okay, tell me more. What are therapists saying about all this?
Well, you know, there are a range of opinions.
Of course.
Some therapists are really excited about AI's potential.
Okay.
They see it as a way to, like, handle all those time-consuming tasks.
Like what?
Like scheduling, note-taking.
Right.
All that stuff that can take up so much time.
Yeah, I get it.
They see AI as a tool to, you know, free them up.
Yeah.
To focus more on their clients.
More on the human element.
Exactly.
So it's not about replacing human interaction.
Right.
It's more about enhancing it.
Exactly.
Got it.
But then there are other therapists who are, well, a bit more cautious.
Yeah, I can see why.
They're worried that AI could dehumanize therapy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that it could erode that essential human connection.
Yeah, it's one thing to have an algorithm suggest a song. It's quite another to have it analyzing your deepest emotions and traumas.
Exactly, and that's a valid concern.
It seems like the key here is finding the right balance between human and artificial intelligence.
I agree. It's about figuring out how to integrate AI into our lives in a way that's, you know, both beneficial and ethical.
Right. Technology should serve humanity, not the other way around.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's get back to the nitty-gritty of AI music therapy for a sec.
Sure.
How does it actually work on a technical level?
So one of the key things AI does is analyze your emotional state.
Right.
There was a study that used an AI model to predict the therapeutic benefits of specific songs.
Oh, wow.
This model basically categorized music into four emotional categories.
Okay, what are they?
Happy, sad, energetic, or calm.
Got it.
So, like, if you're feeling down, the AI might suggest some upbeat music.
Interesting.
And get this, the model was able to predict therapeutic benefit with over 94% accuracy.
94%?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It's not just random, you know?
No, that's really impressive.
Yeah, there's real science behind it.
So, can AI do more than just, like, match music to your mood? Mm-hmm. Could it help people learn new skills or, like, change their behavior?
Well, that's where robotics comes in.
Okay, now we're talking.
Researchers have actually developed robots that can interact with people musically.
Wait, really?
Like teaching them how to play instruments.
Like a robot music teacher?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, I need to hear more about this.
Okay, so one study used a robot named NAO. NAO.
It's its name.
Yeah.
Okay.
To teach children with autism how to play the xylophone.
No way.
Yeah, and get this.
Okay.
NAO uses color detection to locate the xylophone.
Uh-huh.
Parses hexadecimal numbers to figure out what notes to play.
Wow.
And it uses something called a Levenshtein distance to score the user's performance.
What?
So it can compare what the user's playing to the target melody.
I see.
And then provide feedback.
So it's not just playing music, it's actually teaching.
Exactly.
That's amazing. So how did the kids respond to having a robot teacher?
Well, the results were actually pretty promising.
Okay.
The study found that interacting with NAO help the kids improve their motor control, their turn-taking behavior.
Wait, how does a robot teach turn-taking behavior?
Well, NAO would demonstrate how to play a sequence of notes.
Okay.
Then the child would try to copy it.
Got it.
That back and forth helped them learn to wait their turn and respond to cues. So it's actually a really neat example of how AI can facilitate social interaction.
That's fascinating. But were there any, like, challenges with using NAO?
Well, yeah, one thing to keep in mind is that NAO mostly communicates non-verbally.
Okay.
You know, through visual cues and musical demonstrations.
I see.
Which can be great for some kids with autism.
Right.
But not for others who rely more on verbal communication.
Right. So one size doesn't fit all.
Exactly. And then, of course, there's always the possibility of technical glitches.
Right.
Like, what if NAO suddenly played a jarring chord?
Or gave incorrect feedback.
Exactly. That could be really disruptive.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So there are definitely things to consider when integrating robots into therapy.
For sure.
But before we go too far down that road,
yeah,
I want to circle back to the potential benefits for the general population.
Okay.
We've talked about affordability and accessibility.
Right.
But what are some other advantages?
Yeah, like what's the big deal with AI music therapy?
Well, one major benefit is the level of personalization that AI can offer.
Personalization, okay.
It can tailor the musical experience to your specific needs.
Okay.
In a way that's just not feasible with traditional therapy.
Can you give me an example of what that looks like?
So let's say you're using AI music therapy to manage anxiety.
Okay.
The AI can track how you respond to different musical elements.
Like tempo.
Tempo, harmony.
Instrumentation.
Exactly. And then adjust the music in real time to create the most effective experience for you.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
It's like having a custom soundtrack for your emotions.
But couldn't a human therapist do the same thing?
Well, yeah, theoretically,
Okay.
but it would take a lot of time and musical expertise.
Right.
AI can analyze huge amounts of data and make those adjustments much faster.
Gotcha. So it's more efficient.
Way more efficient.
So it's not about replacing therapists, it's
Right.
about giving them superpowers.
Exactly.
Okay, I like it.
And another potential benefit is increased client engagement.
Engagement, okay.
People are more likely to stick with therapy if they enjoy it.
That makes sense.
AI can offer a much wider variety of musical experiences,
Like what?
like generative soundscapes, interactive games.
Right, so it's not just sitting in a room listening to the same old music.
Exactly. It can be fun and engaging.
Yeah, I can see that being a big plus.
It's about making therapy feel less like work.
And more like play.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've talked about the good stuff, but let's talk about the potential downsides again.
Okay.
We've touched on data privacy and copyright,
Yeah.
but what about the impact on the therapeutic relationship itself?
Right, the human connection.
Yeah, is there a risk of people becoming too reliant on technology?
It's a valid concern.
It is.
But I think it's important to remember that AI music therapy is ultimately a tool.
Okay.
And like any tool, it can be used wisely or unwisely.
Great.
It's essential to have human therapists involved.
To guide the process.
Exactly, to ensure that it's being used ethically and effectively.
So it's not a replacement for human therapists, it's a
Not.
way to support them.
Yeah, exactly.
Got
Right.
it.
It's about finding that balance.
Right, the human AI balance.
Yeah.
So are there examples of therapists already using AI in their work?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, tell me more.
Well, for instance, researchers at Tsinghua University have been using a co-design approach to integrate AI into music therapy.
Co-design.
Yeah,
What
co-design.
does that mean?
So it's a collaborative approach.
Okay.
Instead of just developing an AI system and then giving it to therapists,
Right.
they work directly with therapists
I
to
see.
understand their needs, their workflow, their
So
concerns.
it's a partnership.
Exactly, a partnership between the tech people and the therapists.
I like that.
And this collaboration has led to some really interesting findings.
Like what?
Well, for example, the therapists were really interested in using AI to support something called emotion-focused therapy.
Emotion-focused therapy, what's that?
So it's a type of therapy that helps people understand and regulate their emotions.
Huh?
And it turns out that AI can be a really powerful tool in that process.
Really? How so?
Well, imagine an AI that creates personalized music to help people become more aware of how they're feeling.
Okay, I'm listening.
So, for example, if someone is struggling with anxiety,
Yeah.
the AI could generate music that reflects those anxious feelings,
Interesting.
helping them to recognize and acknowledge what they're experiencing.
Like holding a mirror up to their emotions.
Exactly. And then once the person has a better grasp of their emotions, the AI can help them regulate those emotions.
Okay.
So it might gradually shift the music towards a more calming style,
I.
gently guiding them towards a more peaceful state.
So it's like having a musical companion to
Yeah.
help you navigate your emotions.
Exactly.
That's
And
amazing.
what's interesting is that the therapist's main concern wasn't about being replaced by AI.
Really?
They were more worried about AI being used in a way that doesn't align with their therapeutic principles.
Okay, I see.
Like some were concerned about using AI to generate random music.
Right.
They felt that if the music wasn't carefully selected and tailored to the client's needs, it could actually be harmful.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So they emphasized the importance of human oversight.
Right, you need that human touch to make sure the AI is being used safely and responsibly.
Absolutely. And this highlights the need for ethical guidelines and responsible development in this field. It's
Agreed.
all about collaboration.
Yeah.
We need the tech people, the therapists, and ethicists all working together.
To make sure AI music therapy is used for good.
Exactly.
Okay, this co-design approach sounds promising.
Yeah.
But what else needs to happen to make sure that AI music therapy is developed responsibly?
Well, the therapists in the Tsinghua study also stressed the importance of designing AI systems that are user-friendly,
User-friendly, okay.
you know, for both therapists and clients.
Yeah, I mean, it can't be super complicated to use.
Exactly. You don't want to spend half the session trying to figure out the software.
No, for
Yeah.
sure.
So it needs to be intuitive, easy to navigate,
Right.
flexible and customizable,
Okay.
and it needs to provide clear and helpful feedback.
So both the therapist and the client know what's going on.
Exactly.
That makes a lot of sense.
And that's where co-design is so important.
Yeah.
By involving therapists and clients in the design process, you can create systems that actually meet their needs.
It's like they're shaping the technology, not the other way around.
Exactly. And it's not just about making it usable. It's about making it enjoyable.
Engaging.
Yeah, so it doesn't feel like you're being treated by a machine.
Right.
It's more like you're collaborating with the technology to achieve your goals.
I like that.
It's all about human AI collaboration.
Okay, we talked a lot about the basics of AI music therapy.
Yeah.
The ethical considerations, the potential for human AI collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
But what else is out there?
What do you mean?
Like, what other applications of AI and music therapy are researchers looking into?
Oh, there's a lot. One area that's getting a lot of attention is using AI to analyze and interpret the emotional content of music.
Okay, now that sounds interesting. Tell me more.
So basically, researchers are training AI systems on huge data sets of music.
Mm-hmm.
Each piece is tagged with information about its emotional content.
Interesting.
It's like teaching the AI to recognize patterns that correspond to different emotions.
So the AI learns how tempo, melody, harmony, rhythm,
all of that,
contribute to the emotional feel of the music.
Exactly. And these systems are getting really accurate.
Really?
Early AI systems just focused on broad categories.
Like happy, sad, angry.
Right. But as the tech has gotten better,
yeah,
AI can now recognize a much wider range of emotions.
Wow.
Even subtle variations within those categories.
So it's not just about, like, is this happy or sad music?
No.
It can actually understand the different shades of emotion.
Exactly.
That's pretty amazing. What are the implications for music therapy?
Well, imagine being able to use AI to analyze a piece of music and get a detailed report on its emotional content.
Wow.
You could choose music that perfectly matches a client's needs.
Yeah.
Or even create music designed to evoke specific emotions.
That takes personalization to a whole new level.
It does.
But do you think this tech could be used outside of music therapy?
Oh, absolutely.
Really? Like where?
Well, think about marketing and advertising.
Okay.
AI could analyze the emotional impact of music used in commercials.
Interesting.
You could create ads that really resonate with people.
I see.
Or film scoring.
Okay.
AI could suggest music that intensifies the emotional impact of certain scenes.
Right. So it's like a more immersive experience for the viewer.
Exactly. And even video game design.
Okay. How so?
AI could create dynamic soundtracks that adapt to the player's actions and emotions.
So the music changes based on what's happening in the game.
Yeah. It's a more personalized and engaging experience.
Wow. The possibilities are endless.
They really are.
But let's get back to music therapy for now.
Okay.
Are there any examples of how this emotion analyzing tech is being used in real life therapy?
Yeah, we're starting to see some promising examples.
Okay, give me one.
Well, one study used AI to analyze the emotional content of music played during therapy sessions with children with autism.
Okay.
The AI was able to identify subtle shifts in the emotional tone of the music.
Interesting.
That correlated with changes in the children's behavior.
Wow. So it's like the AI is giving us a window into their emotional world.
Exactly. And that information can be incredibly valuable for therapists.
Right. They can see how the music is affecting the kids and adjust their approach accordingly.
Exactly.
But do you think AI can truly understand the complexity of human emotion?
That's a really good question.
Especially in therapy, where there's so much going on beneath the surface.
Right. I mean, AI still has a lot to learn about human emotion.
Okay.
And in therapy, you have so many factors to consider.
Yeah, like the client's personal history, their relationship with the therapist.
The goals of therapy.
So many things AI can't possibly grasp.
It's true.
So AI isn't meant to replace human judgment and empathy.
No, not at all.
It's more like a tool to enhance those qualities.
Exactly. It can help therapists spot patterns they might have missed.
Right.
Gain new insights into their clients.
And make more informed decisions about using music in therapy.
Exactly.
So it's about empowering human therapists, not replacing them.
Right.
And as AI keeps evolving,
yeah,
I bet we'll see even more sophisticated applications.
Oh, definitely. In music therapy and beyond.
Well, this has been a fascinating exploration of AI music therapy.
It has.
We've covered the potential benefits, the ethical challenges, and the possibilities for human AI collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
But before we wrap up this part of our deep dive,
okay,
I want to pause and reflect on something that's been on my mind.
What's that?
What does it mean to use AI in a field as human-centered as music therapy?
That's a great question.
I mean, music therapy is all about human connection.
Yeah.
Empathy. And the power of music to move us.
Right.
Can AI really replicate those qualities?
That's the big question, isn't it?
It is.
And there are strong arguments on both sides.
Some people say that AI will never have the human touch.
Right, that essential element of therapy.
Yeah, they worry that relying too much on AI could dehumanize the experience.
And erode the trust between the therapist and client.
And those are valid concerns. We've seen how AI can have unintended consequences.
Yeah, like algorithms that perpetuate bias.
Or even job displacement.
It's important to be mindful of those risks.
But other people argue that AI can actually make therapists better at what they do.
Right, they'll see it as a tool to enhance their skills and effectiveness.
And we've seen some examples of that.
We have.
Like how AI can help personalize music selections, provide feedback during sessions.
Even compose original music.
So it's about finding that sweet spot
between
human expertise and AI capabilities. It's about using AI to augment human therapists.
Exactly.
Not replace them.
Right.
It's about using it ethically and responsibly human oversight.
And clear guidelines.
Recognizing that AI is a tool.
Not a solution in and of itself.
Well said. I think that's a great place to pause for now.
Okay.
We'll be back soon to continue our exploration of this fascinating topic.
Sounds good.
So stay tuned.
Okay. Welcome back to our deep dive into AI music therapy.
Yeah, we've been talking about all the amazing ways AI is changing the game.
Right. How it can personalize therapy, make it more accessible, and even help folks who, you know, might face unique challenges.
Like kids with autism.
Exactly.
But, you know, with any powerful tech, there are always ethical considerations.
Absolutely.
Like data privacy or the impact on human therapists.
Yeah, those are big questions.
Huge. And I think the biggest one on everyone's mind is, will AI replace human therapists altogether?
The robot therapist, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's a valid question with how fast AI is developing.
Definitely.
But what's interesting is a lot of therapists don't actually see AI as a threat, really. So they're not worried about robots taking their jobs.
Not really. Many see AI as a potential ally, like a tool to help them do their jobs better.
An ally? Okay. How so?
Think about all the stuff therapists do outside of actually seeing clients.
Scheduling, paperwork, all that fun stuff.
Exactly. It can be super time consuming.
Yeah.
But AI could potentially streamline all of that.
Freeing up therapists to actually, you know, focus on their clients.
Exactly. More time for that human connection.
So AI is like the administrative assistant then.
You could say that.
Okay. I like it. But can AI do more than just that? Can it actually make therapy more effective?
I think so. One area with huge potential is real-time feedback during sessions.
Real-time feedback. Okay, how would that work?
Imagine an AI system that can analyze a client's facial expressions.
Okay.
Their tone of voice.
Even their heart rate.
Exactly. All in real time.
A therapist with superpowers.
Kinda, yeah. The AI could pick up on subtle cues the therapist might miss.
So it's like having an extra set of eyes and ears focused on the client's emotions.
Exactly.
I can see how that could be really valuable. So the AI is like a collaborator in the therapy session.
Yeah, helping the therapist understand the client better.
But the AI's role could even go beyond the session, right? Like, what about between sessions?
Oh, absolutely. It could create personalized homework assignments.
Or provide support to clients when they're not with the therapist.
Exactly. Kind of like a 247 therapeutic assistant.
It's like having AI on call whenever you need it.
In a sense, yeah, but we're still talking about human-guided therapy here.
Right. The AI is a tool, not the therapist.
Exactly. It can't replace the therapist's expertise and judgment.
But it can enhance it.
Absolutely.
And that makes the collaboration even more important, right?
Definitely. Especially when you consider the challenges of working with AI.
The fact that it can be unpredictable.
Right. AI can make mistakes.
Or do things we don't expect.
Exactly. Which is why human oversight is so crucial.
We can't just blindly trust AI, right?
No. We need to monitor it carefully.
Make sure it's doing what it's supposed to be doing.
And be ready to intervene if something seems off.
It's like a safety net for when the AI goes rogue.
Yeah. You could think of it that way, especially when it comes to protecting sensitive data.
Right. That brings us back to data privacy.
Yeah.
How do we ensure that the information collected during these AI therapy sessions is kept safe?
Well, strong data security is essential.
Encryption, anonymization, all that stuff.
All of that, but even with the best security, data breaches can still happen.
It's scary to think about someone's emotional data being compromised.
It is, which is why transparency is so important.
People need to know what data is being collected.
How it's being used.
Who has access to it.
Exactly. It's about giving people control over their own information.
And building trust.
Absolutely. If people don't trust the technology,
they're not going to use it.
Exactly.
And that trust is crucial for any therapeutic relationship.
Right. Even with AI.
So how do we build trust in something that can seem so, I don't know, mysterious?
It's a tough question.
It is.
But one area researchers are looking into is explainability.
Explainability. Okay, what's that?
It basically means that AI shouldn't be a black box.
Okay.
We need to understand how it's making decisions.
Especially in something as personal as therapy.
Exactly. It's not enough for the AI to choose the right music.
Right.
We need to understand why it chose that music.
And how it might benefit us.
Exactly. That understanding builds trust.
So it's about demystifying the AI.
Yeah, making it feel more like a partner.
Okay, I like that. And this idea of partnership extends to the design of the AI systems themselves, right?
Definitely. We talk about user friendliness.
Right. But what else is important?
Well, personalization is key.
We touched on that earlier, but what does true personalization really mean in AI music therapy?
Imagine an AI system that analyzes your emotional state,
Okay.
but also considers your cultural background,
Your musical tastes,
your life experiences.
even your goals for therapy.
Exactly. It creates a truly unique experience.
That's amazing. You don't get that with traditional therapy.
Not usually, no. And that's what's so exciting about AI music therapy.
It's like having a therapy program designed just for you.
Exactly. But are there any downsides to that level of personalization?
Yeah, I mean, could it create echo chambers where people are only exposed to things they already like?
It's a valid concern, which is why human therapists are so important.
They can make sure the AI is still pushing the client to grow and learn.
Exactly. It's about balance.
Personalization shouldn't just be about comfort.
Right. It should also be about challenge.
Expanding your horizons.
Exactly, both musically and emotionally.
I love that, using AI to help people grow and learn.
And that growth can lead to new insights
New ways of coping.
and a deeper understanding of yourself.
Well, this has been a fascinating discussion.
It really has.
We've covered a lot about AI music therapy,
We have.
the potential benefits, the ethical
The
challenges,
possibilities for collaboration.
and it's clear that this field is full of potential.
It really is, and it's evolving so quickly.
It's exciting, but also a bit daunting.
Definitely. It's a conversation we all need to be part of.
As we move forward with AI, we need to be thoughtful and responsible,
Absolutely. We need to remember the human element.
especially in a field like therapy. But
Exactly.
we also need to approach it with curiosity and a sense of wonder.
AI has the potential to transform our understanding of music and healing.
So well said. Before we move on to our final thoughts,
Okay.
I want to delve into a specific area of AI music therapy,
What's that?
AI composed music.
Yes, this is really cutting-edge stuff.
I'm excited to hear more about it.
We've talked about how AI can analyze existing music and select pieces for therapy,
Right.
but now researchers are using AI to actually compose original music.
Wow, so the AI is writing the music itself.
Exactly.
Okay, that's incredible. So instead of just picking from a library, the AI can create something totally new.
And tailored to the individual's needs.
It's like having a personal composer who understands your deepest emotions.
Exactly, and the applications are vast.
Like what?
Well, AI could compose calming music for anxiety, uplifting music for depression.
Even music to help process trauma.
Exactly, it's like AI is a creative partner in therapy.
That's amazing. So, is there evidence that this actually works?
Yeah, actually,
Sure
one
enough.
study found that listening to AI compose music for anxiety led to significant decreases in anxiety levels.
Wow, so it actually had a measurable effect.
It did, both in terms of self-reported anxiety and physiological indicators like heart rate.
So it's not just a placebo effect.
No, the music itself is having a therapeutic effect.
That's incredible, but I imagine there are challenges with AI composing music for therapy, right?
Of course, one challenge is making sure the music is actually enjoyable to listen to.
Right, it can't just be like random notes and sound.
No, it needs to be aesthetically pleasing,
Engaging.
and that's subjective.
Yeah, well, one person likes, another might hate.
Exactly. So researchers are working on making AI composition systems more sensitive to human tastes.
Okay, that makes sense. Any other challenges?
Well, ensuring the music is culturally appropriate is also huge.
Right. Music means different things in different cultures.
Exactly. What might be calming in one culture could be jarring in another.
So we need to be careful not to create music that unintentionally offends or upsets someone.
Absolutely. And that's where collaboration is key.
Between AI developers, therapists, and cultural experts.
Exactly. We need to make sure this technology is used responsibly and respectfully.
With all these challenges, do you think AI music composition will ever really take off?
I think it has enormous potential.
Yeah.
But as with any new technology, there are ethical considerations.
Speaking of ethics, I've been thinking about the impact this could have on therapists.
It's a crucial question.
I mean, music therapy is all about the human connection.
The relationship between the therapist and client?
The empathy and understanding a therapist brings.
Can AI replace that? I don't think so.
I agree, but it can enhance it, right?
Absolutely. We've talked about how AI can help personalize music.
Provide feedback.
Compose original music.
But are there other ways AI could support therapists?
I think so. One area with a lot of potential is using AI to help therapists understand their clients better.
Okay, how would that work?
Well, imagine an AI system that analyzes not just the client's musical preferences,
but also their verbal and nonverbal communication during sessions.
Exactly. The AI could then provide insights to the therapist
about the client's emotional state,
their communication pattern,
even potential areas of resistance.
Exactly. It's like having an AI co-therapist.
Wow, that's fascinating.
This kind of information could be incredibly helpful for therapists,
especially for clients who struggle to communicate verbally
or who might be sending mixed messages.
It's like the AI is helping the therapist see things they might have missed
and adjust their approach accordingly.
That's amazing. It seems like the possibilities are endless.
They really are, and I'm excited to see how this field continues to develop.
Well, we've covered so much in this discussion.
We have.
We've explored the potential of AI music therapy.
The benefits, the challenges.
The ethical considerations.
And the importance of collaboration.
It's been a fascinating journey.
It really has.
And I think it's clear that this is a field worth paying attention to.
Absolutely. AI music therapy is changing the way we think about music and healing.
And it's just getting started.
Exactly.
Wow. So much to unpack with AI music therapy.
Yeah, it really feels like we're on the edge of something huge.
From personalized soundtracks to robots teaching music and AI composing music, it's amazing.
It's incredible how fast it's all evolving.
But we also have to remember the ethical side of things.
Right. Data privacy, the role of human therapists, responsible development. It's a lot.
It is, but that's what makes this so fascinating, right? It's not just about the tech itself. It's about how it impacts people's lives.
Exactly. It's about the human stories, the relationships, the healing process.
I think one of the biggest takeaways for me is this idea of AI as a collaborator.
I like that it's not about AI taking over. It's about AI and humans working together.
Like a team.
A team, yeah. Each bringing their own strengths.
AI brings the data power, the ability to see patterns we might miss.
And humans bring the empathy, the intuition, the understanding of the human experience.
And when you combine those two, you create something really powerful.
A synergy, a fusion of technology and human touch.
And that's what will ultimately determine the success of AI music therapy, finding that balance.
If we can do that, if we can use AI ethically and responsibly,
then the potential benefits are huge.
We could revolutionize mental health care, making it more accessible and personalized.
People could take control of their own well-being using music as a tool for growth and healing.
It could even help us connect with each other better through the power of music.
It's a really inspiring vision.
It is, but we also need to be realistic about the potential risks.
Data breaches, ethical guidelines, the importance of human connection, those are all crucial.
And it's not just up to the experts. This is a conversation we all need to be part of.
The future of AI music therapy, like AI in general, is something we need to shape together.
So as we wrap up, I want to leave you with a question to ponder. If AI could compose the soundtrack of your life, what kind of music would you want it to create?
What emotions would you want it to evoke? What stories would you want it to tell?
We've just begun to explore the possibilities of AI music therapy, but the potential is immense.
Keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep listening.
The future of music and healing is out there, waiting to be discovered.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into AI music therapy. We hope you've enjoyed the journey.